other misconceptions that you frequently hear.
That you shouldn't use a snaffle with a hackamore because you're contradicting, but well, that's contradicting itself because that's what a combination bit is. Essentially, you know, and the thing is with combination bits, I'd like to look at a combination bit, for example, like a simplified, like putting a hackamore with a snaffle together. It's just simplified. You have, you know, pressure with the mouth and you have pressure with the nose and you have curb pressure. So it's more of a unified sort of bit versus all the elements of combining them together. So when I hear that, I start to think, I'm not really sure what you're asking or what you're saying, because that's a product on the market already. We're just piecing it together to give the independence like two reins, the way we would use, for example, a Pelham. So I actually had a customer email me saying, I see all these riders using hackamore with a bit, and I want to try it on my horse. But I urgently, that was the word, I urgently need to know why, what are the benefits, the pros and cons? I thought that was an interesting question, actually. And then when I gave my response, they said, well, that doesn't sound right. And I said, I would like to know why that doesn't sound right. Because what I just said is, it's a combination bit. It's just for really for more skilled riders to use that sort of setup.
Right. And I guess I have a question about combination bits. Like, you know, why is it that, especially with like the half gag, in reference to like a half gag with a hackamore, why is it that you wouldn't want to use two reins with that? I mean, you could have the bit if you need it, and the hackamore, if you have a little bit, to me, it seems a little more versatility if you used two reins, but I know that they're not set up to be used like that. And that I've always kind of had that question in the back of my mind, like, you know, with a Pelham, you have that option. So why would you take that option away with a combination bit? If it's very similar in concept, why are we taking that option away?
I think I have seen riders ride with them with two reins. I don't see why you couldn't. I mean, you can do whatever feels right. I don't think there's a rule that says you can't. However, typically with a combination bit, it's how you use it together with the shank that creates the pressure points on the bit. So using it with two reins, I mean, that wouldn't be my top pick, if I'm being honest. I really wouldn't. I mean, if you want to use it with a converter, maybe, but also just because there's too much room on that upper part of that shank for the rein to slide, the point of contact is going to be really inconsistent versus that loop at the bottom where we attach our rein. That's going to be a way more consistent feel with the horse's mouth and give more direct signals.
That makes total sense. I was just kind of curious because, like, you know, even having grown up with Pony Club, it was just like, you know, if you had your horses in a gag, you better show up to your formal inspection with two reins, because otherwise you were going back to the barn. So, but then, you know, with the advent of the combination bit, it's like, okay, we've got the gag and the hackamore effect, and it's just like, oh no, we're good with just one rein. And I'm like, well, how does that work? But that makes total sense. A consistent point of contact. That absolutely makes sense.
And I put some new things into development as well. A lot of new products are coming. A lot of different mouthpieces as well, because I found that a lot of mouthpieces don't work well. These are specifically for combination bits. You have the two ring combination bit in your store already, which is a newer product for the market. I developed that because I saw a need for a different kind of leverage. That's very different. It is very different than a standard combination bit. Not that different, but you know what I'm trying to say. There's a difference, rather. So that's something that we are finishing to design.
Does it have like a shorter shank or like less leverage? You know, it still offers so leverage, but not so much. Or
it's a different type of leverage, also because of the way that the nose band is attached. It's not screwed into the shank. It can move a little bit more. So it's a completely different setup as far as how the bit works. It works more like a, you know, it's a Pessoa. Some people call it a Pessoa. Some people call it a two ring. Some people call it a three ring, whatever you want to call it. So it does have a stronger, in my opinion, a stronger gag effect, if you will, but or leverage effect. I don't like the word gag effect, but leverage effect. So I do think that riders will find that to be more suitable because it's a hair less strong than a combination bit, just because the nose band isn't fixed to the shank.
Gotcha. That sounds really
cool. I mean, it's fixed, but you know what I mean? It's not screwed in.
Right, right. I can't wait to see that. It sounds really interesting. Thank you so much for listening. And let us know what you think about this week's podcast in the comments below. Or send us a message on Facebook or Instagram. We'd love to know your thoughts and want to hear if you have anything else that you'd like us to talk about. We're happy to share.